Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
No Jake Volnick. It's Nick Pedone, Anthony Allant on overtime here on 92.3 The Fan. They had to call him the big guns. We're officially on LeBron watch. They know I got the LeBron meter on me at all times. So trust me, we are going to get into the kid from Akron who was in Akron earlier today playing a little bit of golf. Welcome on into the show, everybody. Nick Pedone, Anthony Allant hanging out with you guys till 11 o'clock. We're going to hit the whole cornucopia today, Anthony, of Cleveland sports. We got the Guardians and the Chicago Cubs getting ready to go from Wrigley about an hour from now. Really feels like anymore the Guardians playing is just a blip in the news because there's just not a whole lot to be excited about this baseball team, not a whole lot to get up for, so we'll talk about some of that. NBA offseason, obviously in full swing. It's going to consume a good chunk of the show. And then Shedeur Sanders, Deshaun Watson, the two constants in the Cleveland sports scene will be discussed at some point in the program as well. Anthony, how you doing this evening?
I'm doing great. Nick, when was the last time that you were excited to sit down and watch a Guardians game?
It's been a minute. I honestly, the fact that I couldn't tell you off the top of my head kind of gives you the answer, right? Like, it's been too long that I've been excited to watch a Guards game because there's no reason really to tune in. Like, you tune in for Jose Ramirez, but even outside of him, like you know Stephen Kwan's going to find ways to get on base. But then again, we have issues getting excited about that because of his long-term outlook. Starting rotation's been better, you know, so I guess you could pick out, like, the Bibby days are exciting, sure. The Gavin Williams days, you kind of tune in for a long first three innings because he takes forever. But man, it's been a minute since I've been excited to watch the Guards.
The worst thing in a sport like Major League Baseball is not only complacency, which is, I think, where the fan base is right now, but going in knowing exactly what you're going to expect. And you just laid it out there. You're going to see Jose Ramirez and Stephen Kwan get on base, and then everybody else struggle to hit the ball. And hey, maybe this young pitcher is going to get five solid innings, and we can talk for an hour about how Slade Ciccone did or how, you know, Luis Ortiz did. Well, you know, the break on his off-speed pitches looked really good tonight. And then they lose 4-0, and we move on to the next one. Like, that's how the last month has been.
I mean, I might drive in. Like, they're reading the starting lineup. And no offense to these guys, but, like, Nolan Jones, Aniel Martinez, Austin Hedges, Brian Rocchio. I'm like, well, what's the reason to tune in tonight? Like, this is a minor league lineup going up against one of the best pitchers in baseball starting on the bump for Chicago tonight. And it's like, well, if the Guardians can't win games, you know, losers of five straight without one of the best pitchers in baseball on the other side, like, what are they going to do here tonight? I'm so unmoved by this baseball team. The apathy has more than set in with this baseball team. We're going to talk about all of it. You know, Chase DeLauder, we're still, you know, we've officially moved onto hope. Like, we're at that point of summer where we've completely dismissed. The Guardians have a outfield prospect in Columbus that's absolutely raking. The fans are pounding the table. Chase DeLauter should be up here. We've completely thrown that storyline out in the last 24 hours, and we've just shifted our attention to the new shiny object that is LeBron James, who, by the way, opted into a $52 million contract with the Los Angeles Lakers this past week. Like, the shiny object should still probably be Chase DeLauter for us here in Cleveland, but we know for whatever reason, it's seemingly just not happening, and here we are shifting our attention elsewhere.
Yeah, I think you get to the month of June and you start seeing all the statistics about they were the worst hitting team in Major League Baseball by WRC+. And that includes teams like the Colorado Rockies and the Washington Nationals and the Athletics, who are a terrible, terrible, like legitimate minor league batters 1 through 9. And every single thing that you look at is like, oh my gosh, like this is... I think what we've realized this month is the issue is so much bigger than just trading out Jonathan Rodriguez for Chase DeLauter or flipping Carlos Santana for a low A prospect so that CJ Cephas can get some at bats. There are legitimate issues outside of Jose Ramirez and Stephen Kwan. And even there, we're talking about potentially trading Stephen Kwan in the end of July or in this offseason.
I mean, heavy stuff, obviously, with this ball club right now. Want to get into it a little bit. Tom Hamilton was on the TV broadcast the other night on the Roku machine, Guardians TV with the night off, Hammy on the main call, and he said that Boyd, our old friend, old reliable, he was kind of the Joe Flacco for the Guardians last year, was Matthew Boyd, where he kind of came in at the end, shored up that rotation, saved the season. He wanted to be back with the Cleveland Guardians, and that opportunity was not one that was presented to him, which leads us into the conversation of what was this year ever supposed to be? Because to me, you made the ALCS last season. You were 3 wins away from punching a ticket back to the World Series, where you hadn't been in 9 seasons since 2016. Chance to shake the bugaboo that's been this World Series drought in Cleveland. And Matthew Boyd was as good as they came in terms of starting rotation. And all offseason long, we talked about, well, what the Guardians needed to do was shore up the starting rotation. Here's a guy that's a vet that's been around the block that had success when he came into this organization. And you didn't want Matthew Boyd back?
Yeah, you signed him as a reclamation project coming off of Tommy John surgery. You let him go through your entire minor league organization and grow and build him back up to strength. And not only that, like they did the same thing with Alex Cobb, and he was just a shell of himself. Like that, so nobody talks about Alex Cobb, and now he's on the injured list with Detroit after getting $15 million. But you watch Matthew Boyd nurse himself back to health within your organization with your people, and he wanted $29 million over 2 years. That's $14 million a season. And instead you turn around and give that money to Jacob Junis and Paul Sewald, who have been DFA candidates and injured. That is a real, and it goes back to the bigger point that I've been stressing recently, is that like, it's not the issue of spending that the Guardians don't spend. It's that they don't spend in the right places. Their offseason acquisitions this year were Carlos Santana, who blocked CJ Cephas. He got the $14 million that Matthew Boyd wanted. You gave $7 million to Paul Sewald. He had a 7 ERA. Now he's working his way back from an injury. Jacob Junis got $4.5 million, and he sucks.
I mean, Paul Sewald. What are we doing with Paul Sewald? And we want to hear from you talking all things guards before they get underway at Wrigley. 216-474-0092. What exactly are the Cleveland Guardians cooking? Is the question that I want to put out there to the fans this evening. Because I, quite frankly, can't understand it. I think too often has this ball club, which, mind you, 3 wins away from World Series last year, just tries to bridge the gap to football season. And I've been grilled for saying that before, but here we are, Anthony, first week of July, wondering what this baseball team is, floundering currently, under 500. You got some people delusionally holding on to some sort of hope that they could cling on to that last wild card spot because the American League is so bad. And you look at some of those teams that are in the wild card discussion, they are just as bad. But then storylines come out like this, that Matthew Boyd wanted to return to Cleveland. This isn't some... While Matthew Boyd was a reclamation project last season for the Guards, this isn't your run-of-the-mill reclamation project. Matthew Boyd was their best starting pitcher in the playoffs last year. I don't know that you get through that Detroit series without Matthew Boyd balling out against his old ball club. I don't know that you even win a game against the Yankees if it wasn't for Boyd and what he was able to offer up in terms of any sort of depth in that starting lineup. I saw that headline and it sickened me because it made me realize that maybe they were never serious about this season. What else am I supposed to think?
It just makes it look to the fans like they were excited at getting to the ALCS last year and they felt like that was more so an aberration. Like that's not what was really supposed to happen. And instead of building upon that, which they didn't do anything to build upon that, they were happy with sitting on their hands and building towards the future. Because I think if you would have asked them with a first year manager and the youngest team in baseball last year, there's no chance that team's getting within three games of the World Series and competing for the first couple of games in that ALCS against the New York Yankees. And that's really, really frustrating as a fan.
And listen, like I understand, I do understand the point that last year they punched above their weight class a little bit. Like they probably didn't belong making it as far as they did. Last year there was kind of the perfect storm. You had all the young players hitting their stride at the perfect time. It seemed like Stephen Vogt couldn't press a wrong button, whereas this year we've seen some of the learning challenges that he's had as a new manager. But you saw last year these guys awake at the plate. You saw starting pitchers giving you depth. The guards ball moniker was born and the team was so fun and it feels like it was all for naught. So what are the Guardians cooking? Where do we go from here? As you got a big one tonight and a big one for the next couple of weeks, really, as it's a critical part of this Guardian season. They try to find out what they're going to do before the MLB trade deadline. 216-474-0092 is that phone number. We want to hear from you on overtime all evening long. We'll go out to Terry on a cell phone. You're first up on the fan. What's going on, Terry?
What's happening, guys? They have wasted 25 probably quality games or quality starts or pitching performances. At least 25. Now, I'm not saying they would have won, should have won all of them, but if they would have won half of them, they'd be in the thick of things right now. I mean, how could you go to two games from going to the World Series or whatever and then just detract from this team? I just don't understand it. And then you don't bring nobody in the offseason, even after you detract it. I don't know if you guys saw a podcast one time when the president, Antonetti, when he was on a podcast talking about why he traded Jimenez and Naylor. This was before the season. And he looked angry. He looked like he's mad because people are criticizing them for trading them guys. I understand. You weren't going to pay Naylor whatever he asked for. Okay, great. But he, you know, my thing is, in Jimenez, you was already paying him. So now all of a sudden, you got nothing in your lineup. If you look at the lineup, you got two guys hitting about 300. Everybody else is hitting under 230. That's ridiculous.
Terry, would you have brought Matthew Boyd back to the Guardians?
I didn't know what you said that he wanted to come back and they didn't offer him a contract. Now I'm really pissed.
That's from Tom, and that's from Tom Hamilton. And Terry, thank you for the call. It is. It's frustrating, and it's frustrating too. Yeah, you know, because of exactly what he said. So now we're hearing the reports that Matthew Boyd wanted to be back, infuriating, best starting pitcher last season. But the crux of it is, you lost Josh Naylor in the offseason. That's a guy that gave you 108 ribbies last year. You lost Andrés Giménez. That's a guy that's a platinum glove defensively. People tune into the guards every night, Anthony. You know what they're complaining about? The lack of hitting and the errors. There were the two guys.
Yeah, I mean, you can understand both of those trades from both the financial, like, small market thing, and also Josh Naylor was a first baseman that maybe had a little bit of a weight issue, and you already have Kyle Manzardo and David Fries coming back. You know Kafis is on his way, and, like, you can sub in a lot of people at designated hitter, and you get to rebuild your pitching staff, which is something that reporters have said that they were really worried about where their pitching staff was. Giménez, you had to get out from under that contract. And like he's batting, I know batting average is like old at this point, but he's batting like 200 in Toronto. The Toronto Blue Jays fans want him out. But also you are the ones that gave him that contract. So I don't really give you that much credence of, oh, wow, congratulations on getting out from under the contract. Who gave him the contract? You did. You did. And also, they made that they traded him away thinking under the assumption that Travis Bezzano was going to be up here by now.
Yeah.
And he's not. He's injured.
Well, things are rough with this ball club, man. 216-474-009.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
And I think what's frustrating to the fans that are out there is it's attrition. It's how many times do we have to have this same conversation about this ball club that it feels like you're on the precipice of doing something special. On one of the Sunday shows with Daryl Ryder, I sat in here and I said, I had serious World Series expectations for this team. Fully understanding that last year they punched outside of their weight class. They overachieved all last season. However, like, shame on me though, right? Like, shame on me. Am I the bad guy for expecting a team that was right there? You were so close to finally ending this drought. Shame on me for expecting them to improve.
Did you think that this season was going to go this way when they made the Naylor and Jimenez moves? Like, because I think that's what we're realizing right now, and maybe it just took until the month of June to realize, like, oh, this really wasn't a good team. But then we all circle back to, well, you traded away your 30 home run hitter and your platinum glove fielder.
Like, it's sobering, isn't it? Because I think at the time, a lot of fans were a little bit exhausted with Josh Naylor is maybe the word, because he packed on a couple pounds come postseason. He wasn't really delivering runs in the clutch in the playoffs the way that he needed to be. So maybe there was a little bit of fatigue with Josh Naylor, and then they did the Carlos Santana thing the same day. So you kind of knew, like, okay, at least there's a vet in the mix to replace Josh Naylor. And Jimenez, I think a lot of people understood the financial aspect of that trade and that his bat was pretty much useless. You know, you were pretty much paying a premium for a really good defensive second baseman, but a black hole at the plate because he couldn't contribute anything there. So I think at the time fans maybe understood the moves, but now in hindsight, it was like you had something that wasn't broke and you tried to fix it, and the parts that you used to fix it ain't working anymore. The parts that you used to fix it aren't good. And in fact, those same parts, Carlos Santana as a part, Nolan Jones as a part, is now in the way of the future, and that's what everybody is ready to see with this ball club.
Yeah, you can make the Naylor and Jimenez moves, and we can be mad about it, but also you have to figure out like what you do to replace those guys. And like we said, bringing back Matthew Boyd would have been a good way to do that.
Well, we're talking guards. It's overtime with Nick Pedone and Anthony Allant here on The Fan. We want to hear from you, Matt, Mike, hold on. Nick Pedone, Anthony Allant, more guards right after this. What exactly are the Guardians cooking here? You know, we saw the report that Matthew Boyd wanted to be back with the Cleveland Guards. Obviously, that didn't come to fruition, but sure would be nice to have a starting pitcher like that right now. Let's go out to the phones. Matt in a car has some thoughts on the Cleveland Guardians. Matt, you're up next on The Fan.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, Matt.
Getting ready for this game tonight, brother. How are you?
Oh, yeah. I'm so hyped. You can feel the excitement in my voice because, you know, I hear that Matthew Boyd news, and I just want to throw something through my windshield. Because, like, here's the thing. You know you want me back. And, like I think about it, like, back in the day, and I almost guarantee you Tommy wanted to stay. And, like, you know, he had the famous line that, you know, you'd have to rip the jersey off my back. And here's the thing. The ownership has done a great PR job convincing people that we are a small market. We can't afford any of these guys. And these guys are the villains for leaving. It's phenomenal that they still get away with this in the city with, like, that people in the media, the beat writers, just continue to peddle this. Oh, you know, they've been here so long. But, you know, they're a small market franchise. And, you know, they mean well. They're trying to win. Well, you know what? Like I remember Andy Reid got ran out of Philadelphia for, you know, everyone talks about the winning percentage, you know, over so many years. Yeah, Andy Reid had that same kind of winning percentage in Philadelphia and got ran out. But everyone wants to tout it as, oh, look at how great the Dolans are. They really care. They're such a great ownership. You know, meanwhile, they're blowing all their money on Senate campaigns. You know, but like all the money that they spent on like just junk signing, everyone wants to throw Chris and Mike under the bus. They are forced to make these like panic moves, and that's why you end up with guys that, like, you know, cost just as much as Matthew Boyd would have cost, if not more, because they're trying to stick square pegs into round holes constantly, and no one in the city, in like the media, seems to want to give the Dolans any crap about it. No one presses them. There's no any pressure ever forcing them to sell. Honestly, fans should be out front demanding they sell.
So, Matt, I think that this year is a tipping point. Now, I don't know if it's a combination of we're seeing the ALCS back to no playoffs run once again, or if it's Kafis and DeLauder are still down. We're running out these same guys every single night. But for some reason, it feels like they've reached a tipping point where the fans, for once, have turned on, I don't want to hear the small market excuse anymore. I don't want to hear that we don't have to, that we can't pay players anymore. Like, that feels, for once, like that's coming around.
Nick, most of the fans turned in 2022, after the first Dolan fire sale when Cologne left, when, you know, they didn't re-sign Tomey. And the problem is you can say, oh, you know, they've done this, that, and the other thing. The problem is every time they start to build the fan confidence back, attendance starts to build, they pull this BS again where they cut payroll. They say, oh, you know, we tried, guys. You know, we put our...
Oh.
Lost Matt.
I think we lost Matt.
He was on a roll, though.
He might have actually punched through his windshield. Matt, appreciate the call. You know, his point here is sound. I think what's frustrating, and he made a good point there at the end before we lost him, the fans are doing their part, right? Like the ballpark is packed. The small market thing is real. I think that hurts them. Baseball's a little bit different. You know, like, you've got the Cavs that spend big time money because Dan Gilbert's one of the richest people in the world. He doesn't care. You've got the Browns who, to their detriment, spend too much money. And the one thing with the guards are you wish they would just spend a little bit more, because you see what Antonetti and Chernoff are able to do with minimal resources. It would be nice to see what they could do with a little bit better resources. I'm not even asking, like, go spend like New York or Boston or LA. Like, I'm just asking for a little bit. I'm just asking for if a guy like Matthew Boyd wants to be in Cleveland, shoot, I want him to be in Cleveland too. He was our best starting pitcher last year. And I think that's where the fans get upset, because they're doing their part. They're packing the ballpark every weekend. They're showing up for the free shirt Fridays. They're putting the extra peppers and onions on their hot dog for the Stephen Kwan extension fund. And when push comes to shove and the results aren't showing, the default is always going to point to ownership, because they're too cheap, because they're not spending. But I do think some of those TV restraints and that deal, you know, that deal not going through definitely hurt them. And they are hand strapped a little bit in terms of what they can and cannot do. The one thing that I'll tell fans, though, the end of that is near, right? Like, new ownership coming in, that should appease some people that are upset with the Dole.
I mean, we think, but we don't know. Like, we know that he has money.
Be careful what you wish for.
Yeah. So you, like, I'm not banking on new ownership to suddenly change things. And like you said, with the fans, I have the ballpark pass. I go there very frequently. I go after work when I work with the afternoon show. It is packed constantly. They had a sellout last weekend in the game that they, got two hit against the Cardinals, or the 8-6 game where they blew the 6-1 lead. So the fans are still showing up. They've made that ballpark a place to be, especially for young people. And it's just so, and again, we'll see if that continues to happen, but it's like, you're not putting a good product on the field for all of these fans to see.
Well, it is official. We got a little breaking news. Jose Ramirez will be manning the hot corner for the American League All-Stars.
Woo!
Yeah, one all-star, yeah. Cleveland. You know, and in years past...
Maybe the American League will win and he'll finally be on a winning team.
You know, in years past, I used to love to do the thing, because in years past it was warranted, where Cleveland would have a decent ball club where you would have more than one deserving guy that we would campaign for to be in the all-star game, and then you would see... There would be guys on the guards that would get snubbed, and it would be fun to do the thing where you could point at the MLB, you could point at the All-Star game, and you could do the shame on you. You're not giving us any love because we play in little old Cleveland, and poor us. We've got this great team of all these great players, and they should be represented during MLB All-Star weekend. And I think some of that course corrected, because last season you saw this ball club, five All-Stars felt really good. I would love to do the thing where I could be really mad at the MLB and the fans and the voting and the All-Star game and all that stuff. Nope, this is about right. You got one guy on this team. You got Jose Ramirez. That he deserves to be an All-Star. Everybody else, I talked about this, Anthony, with Daryl a little bit on the Sunday show. I feel like what Stephen Vogt needs to do, and I know there was a lot of conversation about Stephen Vogt this week with Jose getting hit by the pitch, and should he have retaliated, or should that have enlisted a little bit of fire? What he needs to do, shout out my youth basketball coach, Coach Steve. This used to work, man. He used to line us all up on the baseline after we would get like embarrassed. And right now I would say that the Guardians are an embarrassing watch. You can't manufacture anything in terms of offense, and you've lost five straight. He used to line us up all there on the baseline before practice, and he would pace back and forth. And he would kind of like look us up and down, and he would just say, "Y'all suck." That's it. He would pace back and forth and he'd repeat himself. You know, the gym would be dead silent. No basketballs in sight because we were getting ready to run. And he would say it again. "Y'all suck." And he was right. We sucked. And that's where I'm at with the Cleveland Guardians. I look everybody up and down from starting pitching, bullpen, everybody not named Jose Ramirez. Y'all suck. You guys are not doing enough to win baseball games consistently. The consistency is completely lost on this ball club. The guards ball moniker is in the trash can.
So there's nothing that this current roster can do. I think they've showed us what they can do, and it's not great, especially in this month of June. But there's mechanisms to get the team better. Those mechanisms are in Columbus. Those mechanisms are trading Lane Thomas, or maybe defining a different role for him. Trading Carlos Santana, clearing the way for the young guys. Like, I'm totally in the mode of, do you agree this is a lost season? This is a lost season?
But I don't want to go there yet, man.
I mean, what else do you need to see? They're 3 games below 500. They're 3 games out of the wild card spot. They suck.
Because
they didn't win 10 games in the month of June.
3 games out of the wild card spot is at the end of the day, as upset as I am, and I'm upset, trust me, the 3 games out of the wild card thing is the one thing that I hold a little bit of hope onto. But the caveat on that is, okay, you get in the wild card and you're going to get decimated.
I mean, that's because the thing. I know at this point they're lining
so,
up to
okay,
be
I'll,
just
I'll,
around.
I'll humor you. They're line, season's lost.
They're
season's
lining
lost.
Up to be just around 500, and they're going to sneak in at 82 and 81. Congratulations, you're going to get blown out by whoever the top wild card spot is, and you did nothing. Congratulations. That's a lost season. So I'm all in the mode of bring up the young guys. Bring up Juan Brito, CJ Cephas, Chase DeLauder, whoever the hell else is down there. Put them in a van and get them up here because nothing is working right now. So Stephen Vogt can sit there and chew out whatever umpire he wants to, and right. He really should have stood up for Jose Ramirez. I totally agree with that. And he can ream out every single one of these guys for not performing that the way that they should. But the Guardians front office needs to stop sitting on their hands and do something to make this team better so that we don't have to continue to sit here and bitch about the same lineup and the same result every single night. We got 3 more months of this, Nick. I don't want to sit through that.
I don't know that I could stomach 3 more months of this, man. I can't. We got NFL football being played this month.
Well, and they better be careful because those ballparks are going to empty out. Training camp starts up this month.
Yeah. It is. It is a warning to the organization because we've seen this movie play out before where the fans will eventually realize that you guys aren't taking this as seriously as the fans are. And the fans want to take it seriously. Again, they're doing their job. I've been to plenty of games this year where that ballpark is packed, where people are looking for a reason to get up for our Cleveland Guardians. And it's just not happening. I agree. What made last year fun was they were pulling all the right levers at the right time. That it seemed like there was a shuttle from Columbus to Cleveland, and when those guys got up to Cleveland, they were delivering. Why not try to emulate a little bit of that magic? Why not try to recreate a little bit of what made last season so much fun? And for now, if this is truly a lost season, well, you got to strap in. You got to figure out what you've got. You got to find out if Juan Brito is a major league option at shortstop. You got to find out if Chase DeLauder is truly the goods. Can CJ Cephas man first base a little bit than Kyle Manzardo can? Like, this ball club has more questions than they do answers, and that's why you find yourself in the position where you're sitting 3 games out of a wild card, you're 3 games under 500, and truly it seems like the season is on the brink. And you know you've got one of the best pitchers in baseball. We're shifting gears on Overtime on the Fan because there's a big fish in the pond. I can't believe that this is happening, but we are on LeBron watch. And I know it's going to be difficult to get him here, but the conversation has to be had about LeBron James and his NBA future. It's Nick Pedone and Anthony Allant. More of that straight ahead right here on the Fan. Could the Cavs trade for the kid from Akron?
Larry Dance?
That already happened yesterday. Wasn't a trade.
Terry Rozier?
Free agent acquisition. Terry Rozier is from Youngstown. 216-474-0092. Nick Pedone, Anthony Allant hanging out with me in studio here on The Fan, filling in for Jake Volnick, who did a great job on Afternoon Drive earlier today. And I've been waiting to talk about this for some time. Our X reactions are brought to you on social media by Scheiben Jewelers. My guy Tony Pesta tweets the show at NickPadone12, said, "Gotta hand it to you. I've been on LeBron Island for years, and the sun is finally starting to come out."
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
And Brian, you just heard it from Brian Windhorst, who is unlocking the door that a trade for LeBron James could be quite possible. Earlier today as well, we heard from John Gambardo, who hosts the Odyssey in Phoenix, Arizona. He had the Kevin Durant trade before Shams did a couple of weeks ago. Said that he was told after the playoffs by somebody close to LeBron James that LeBron wants out of LA and they want him gone. So now the question has to be had. LeBron's 40 years old, right? It would feel wrong. It would feel sacrilegious if LeBron did the farewell tour that's going to be mass produced. There's going to be a major Nike marketing campaign behind the LeBron James farewell tour. It'd feel wrong to see that take place in any other jersey than a Cleveland jersey. So the fact that the Lakers might be done with them, it's time for Kobe Altman to wake up, man. I know that the Cavs have been on this hill, right? That they want to do this thing their own way. They tried that after LeBron went to Miami the first time. You know, Dan Gilbert put out in his Comic Sans letter that he promised that the Cavs would win a championship without LeBron James before LeBron would win one with the Miami Heat. How'd that work out? But LeBron made good on the promise, came back to Cleveland. We all know the story, won the championship with our Cavs in 2016. And this is more to me than just a nostalgia thing. I think that's the one thing that Daryl Ryder has been able to rip me up on Sundays about. It's been the one thing that people on social media have been able to rip me up about, is that I'm stuck in the past, that this is a guy that's 40 years old. How dare you mortgage this young core four? Jared Allen could be in this trade. DG could be in this trade. This is a 40-year-old guy that we're talking about here in LeBron James. Here's my thing, though, right? This Eastern Conference, the window is never going to be more open than it is right now. Present day, July 2nd, 7:45. This is it for the Cavs right now. It's do or die. You got the Boston Celtics next year that aren't going to have Jason Tatum because of the ruptured Achilles. Tyrese Haliburton, same story in Indiana. You're going to be without them. The New York Knicks have surpassed the Cavs in their betting odds to win the Eastern Conference next year because they've had a nice couple of days in the NBA offseason thus far. They were able to bring in Jordan Clarkson in the buyout market, and they kind of shored up a thing or two. Mike Brown, that big head coach hire today after they failed hiring away any other NBA head coach with a pulse. Mike Brown will get his 100th opportunity to be an NBA head coach again in New York. But other than that, I mean, this should be a Cavs in New York clash of the Titans. It should be a collision course to an Eastern Conference Finals. But here's where I get nervous. I told you all that a couple months ago, that the Cavs were in a position to be on a collision course with the Boston Celtics to be in the Eastern Conference Finals. The Cavs couldn't even get out of the second round. The Cavs couldn't even take the Indiana Pacers further than five games. So I'm doing what I have to do to get LeBron James back in a Cleveland Cavaliers uniform. I know that might be unsettling to some people. There's no way in my mind that the Cavs lose that second round series to the Indiana Pacers with LeBron James on the roster. We heard after that series ended that game one of the semifinals against Indiana, guys were saying that they were unprepared. They weren't locked in. I mean, come on. That's not happening with LeBron James on this roster. And I know that there are a lot of people out there that feel attached to this core four because that's what the organization has made us be. The Cavs have kind of forced us in a way to really love and really cling on to Allen, Mobley, Garland, Mitchell. The fact of the matter is, some of those four guys that I just named ain't really giving the Cavs a whole lot come playoff time. Some of those guys that I just named, they're part of the problem, not part of the solution come playoff time. And I've got a 40-year-old guy who could be looking for a new home in the NBA that just so happens to be from this area, that just so happens to be the only guy to deliver a championship in 52 years in this city. Yet still I've got people out there telling me, we don't want LeBron back. LeBron back doesn't do anything for us. And that I take exception to that, Anthony. I really do. I would do what it takes right now to get LeBron James back on this roster, back in Cleveland, Ohio.
So everything it takes means anything? Because I've seen 150 mock deals since the start of since the end of the regular season, basically, about him coming back to Cleveland. Like, everything, you would do anything it possibly takes.
I'm desperate. I see a team that has the opportunity to contend for an NBA championship right now. And I know that if you could keep a core, right? If you could keep a core of LeBron James, Donovan Mitchell, and Evan Mobley, you are firmly, you would be the favorite to win the NBA championship.
All right. So, you're gutting the rest of the roster if you do that, which is fine if you are okay with that. Like, I totally understand the argument of, well, none of these guys have performed in the playoffs, and even a Donovan Mitchell-led team doesn't get you past the second round. We have 8 years of proof of that. I'm totally okay with that. I just don't understand why the Cavaliers would completely TNT bomb the last 8 years of growth and development and team building that they have spent post-LeBron. Like, they have done everything possible to build up a consistent winner, the number one overall seed in the Eastern Conference, outside of the shadow of LeBron James. So you want him to come back? Like, I love the story idea. It's cute. It's fun. I just don't think it's practical with what you would need to do with the salary matching and bringing in another, you know, another team. I saw there was the four-team mock deal today.
Yeah, like, read me that four-team mock trade real quick.
So this is from, I'm not sure who this is from, so I apologize for that. But the Cavaliers would get LeBron, Walker Kessler from Utah.
This is from Bleacher Report.
And Bronny James. Utah gets Darius Garland. Houston gets Dorian Finney-Smith, and the Lakers get Jared Allen, DeAndre Hunter. So you're getting LeBron and Walker Kessler for Darius Garland, Jared Allen, DeAndre Hunter, and, you know, picks and salaries and whatever to make it match.
This is going to upset some people, and we want to hear from you. 216-474-0092. Anthony, if I'm Kobe Altman, call it in. Call it in. If even if it means parting with Darius Garland, and I'm a massive Darius Garland fan, I have a Darius Garland jersey. I have Darius Garland gear in terms of that slam shirt that they were selling. I'm a DG fan. But three strikes, you're out, bucko. That's the rule in sports. I've seen DG no-show in three straight NBA playoffs. Okay. I've seen Jared Allen be unplayable in three straight NBA playoffs to the point where we were having serious conversations just a month ago about putting Tristan Thompson in the game to try to mix things up and match the physicality of the Indiana Pacers. So when I look at this trade and I'm looking at parting ways with DG and Jared Allen, is it blowing up this nucleus? Yes. Is it bombing what won the Cavs 64 games? Absolutely. But I'm no longer in the market of an 82-game NBA season. I'm not. I'm in the market of a 16-game NBA season. And in the 16-game NBA season, in the playoffs, I've seen DG and Jared Allen no-show. I've seen LeBron take this organization to four straight, and I'm ready to sign back up for that.
Okay, that was 9, 10, 11, and 12 years ago. And, like, I get he was second-team All-NBA. I totally understand that.
Yeah, he was a top-10 player in the NBA last year.
Absolutely. LeBron James on your team makes your team better. Yes, of course. Water wet, sky blue. you're not only just blowing up the current roster of the team, you're blowing up the next 5 years. So, okay, one, you're, by the way, you're not guaranteeing a championship. You're guaranteeing that you do have LeBron James on this on the team and you get that retirement tour. Okay, that's great. That's fantastic. But you're not guaranteeing anything after that.
It gets me a lot closer to a championship. We want to hear from you guys. 216-474-0092. Phone lines lighting up as I anticipated. So everybody hold on. We're going to try to get to you. We got Keith Smith, NBA journalist, joining the program at 8 o'clock. We'll go out to James in East Cleveland. You're up next on The Fan.
What's up, fella?
James, how are you?
Pretty good. Let me put my hands on this just a little bit and a couple key points. My phone going dead, too. So this is the same exact argument we had in 2016, 2015, when on the same radio session, Ken Carmen had to talk me off the ledge because people was talking about, don't trade the number one pick for Kevin Love.
Right.
And look what Andrew Wiggins turned into. We just demolished the guy. He did nothing in the playoffs, and we got a championship out the deal. The second part, or what I really want to bring up, is that I kind of lost my train of thought a little bit, but now you have to strike while the iron is hot. You cannot wait. Well, this is the other.
James, Andrew Wiggins didn't play a game in the NBA.
James, right. Appreciate the call. I think that's my point, too. Strike while it's hot. We know what this team is. This team's a good team in the regular season, has a big tendency of flaming out come postseason time. Let's go out to Jay in Streetsboro. Jay, you're up next on The Fan. What's going on?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hi, Jay.
Jay, we're on LeBron Watch. What's up with you?
Man, not much. I just called in to say I totally agree with that NBA trade that you guys I don't know if you said who it came from.
I think it was from Bleacher Report.
Yeah, I totally agree with that, man. Walker Kessler, I've been keeping my eye on him ever since his rookie year, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure every year, I think this might be his fifth year, but every year he's been in the NBA, he's been top five in blocks. We need somebody like that. Jared Allen is, I mean, the dude is Charmin Sauce. So, I mean, I would definitely do that trade, bring Bronny home. I mean, this is where he was born, and then let's rock out. I'm willing to sacrifice Darius Garland, DeAndre Hunter, Jared Allen, and Max Strus or whoever else for a good, a nice shot at the ring. Let's keep the core of Donovan Mitchell and Evan Mobley together with LeBron, Walker Kessler protecting that paint so that Evan Mobley can still, you know, do his little thing, maybe work on his three-point shot and play the four. I'm with that.
Jay, appreciate the call. People want to see it happen, man. Could the return of LeBron James be imminent? I love that Bronny James got a mention in there as well. Found it interesting. Maybe read between the lines, reading the tea leaves, trying to make something out of nothing. The Cavs did not tender Amani Bates, meaning that they have another. Luke Travers got tendered. They have an open two-way contract. So it paves the way for Bronny to do what he did with the Lakers last season. Play a little bit on the Cavs, play a little bit on the Charge. You lost Ty Jerome. You could be in the market for a backup point guard. Well, straight ahead, we will be lucky to be joined by Keith Smith. Get a national view of this NBA free agency from SpotTrax Keith Smith. He's joining us on Overtime in 5 minutes right here on 92.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about, a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.